application is case number 11385. The application is Christopher Lopez. Site is located east of US Route 113, 1420 feet south of Road 321, Wood Branch Road. Being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 133, map 2, parcel number 21. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. And being more specific, they're requesting a 22.06-foot variance from the 40-foot front setback and an 8.48-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback. Just for reference, the application references that the board, case number 10932, has expired before the issuance of a building permit. Mr. Lopez secured a building permit, began construction of the proposed automotive facility, and during construction to the existing dwelling, it was discovered that the existing walls were not sitting on a foundation and were unstable. The existing front and side walls have had to be removed and a footer constructed and the walls rebuilt. The new variance is requested for those referenced front yard setback requirements with variances. We've received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Christopher Lopez, 9 Serene Lane, Georgetown, 19947.
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mark Davidson, and I'm with Pannoni Associates. We're the consulting engineers for Mr. Lopez on this project. Before I begin,
Mr. Davidson, before you begin, my previous statement was not necessarily derogative to engineers. It's just you guys dot your I's and cross your T's.
That's right.
Talking about lawyers, or are you talking about CPA?
Well, lawyers are different. Lawyers are different, but...
what I've handed in is I just wanted to make sure that as part of the package that we submitted is that you have a copy of the standards for relief, that I've answered the questions and all the answers are in red there. Also, with this application is the copy of the building permit that was granted for the property. There's some photos of the existing dwelling, as well as some of the, there's some photos of the walls that I'm going to talk a little bit about. And then there's the proposed construction, along with a an additional, because of the walls having to be taken down, I've submitted a drawings by the structural engineer where we had to come back in and replace the walls because of what was found during construction. To begin, this property is located on the east side of U.S. Route 113, just outside of the town of Georgetown. It's to the north of this property is the U.S. Speedway, Georgetown Speedway. And on the south side of the property is a residence that also has a conditional use approval to operate a business. Back in September of 2011, Mr. Lopez received a conditional use approval for the site to operate an automotive repair facility. I noticed that everybody has a large site plan in front. We submitted this for the record. This is the final record plat. After getting all the agency approvals, DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District for stormwater, Deneric for the septic, fire marshal, we recorded the final subdivision plat, and that was back on June 12th of 2012. Prior to getting that final approval, as Mr. Lake stated, we received a Board of Adjustment approval. And the intent of the property was to use the existing dwelling that was on site back then. And just to add to it, it was the architectural plans that were submitted as part of the application was just to remove the roof from the existing dwelling and then to add on and make repair and make additions and make renovations to the existing facility. You'll notice in the photos that the existing dwelling had a fireplace out front, and that the existing setbacks prior to construction were 7.78 feet off the front yard setback, and on the north side, and these are the two variances we're asking for, is on the front yard setback. The existing, for the existing house was 7.78 feet, and the existing side yard setback was 1.86 feet of the existing dwelling. And what we were proposing was to add the addition and hold to those setbacks. As Mr. Lank had alluded to, prior to receiving the building permit back in September of 2013, the Board of Adjustment approval had expired. And during the time from when we got the final site plan to Mr. Lopez being able to secure a building permit, he was trying to get financing. And he was, and it took him about a year and a half to be able to get financing, financing being kind of tough to get on a conditional use approval, but he was able to secure his financing, thus going to get the building permit, issue the building permit, and then he began construction. During the time of construction, when they removed the roof, and you'll see some of the pictures in there of some of the walls of the foundation, what had happened was, is after they removed the roof, it was discovered that they took the roof off the existing dwelling, and then they removed some of the inside walls that had a 2x4 studded wall on the inside. This is a concrete block wall foundation. The wall was actually concrete block. There were cracks in the wall. It was discovered that the wall wasn't even sitting on the footer, but it was sitting on the actual concrete pad of the house. So at the time, the walls were not able to be used to be able to continue construction. So what Mr. Lopez had to do, according to an inspection by the building inspector, was he had to get the footer. We had to redesign the footer, so we got the structural engineer to redesign the footer, and that's part of the approval that I had submitted. It's on the last pages of that packet I submitted to you. Redesigned the footer and the wall system for the existing dwelling. So all that had to come down, and he had to now build the footer, build new walls. Well, at that time, it was it was discovered by taking down that wall that he had to either meet the current setbacks, or we had to come back in here and renew the Board of Adjustment approval. And again, that's what we're asking for, is a renewal of that first approval. Since then, and if you notice in the pictures, you'll notice in the latter part of the pictures that were submitted, you'll see the new walls that have been poured. And you'll notice that the fireplace that's located right out front remains. And that's what he wants to try to do. He's trying to keep that fireplace intact as part of the character of that building. And again, the essential character of this building was to leave it looking like a single-family home, or just with the addition to the back of it for the automotive garage. He was going to use the existing dwelling for his office and a waiting area. And it's still going to do the same thing. It's just that he had to repair, he had to take down the entire structure at this time. The uniqueness of the property, again, as we stated, the property is 70 feet wide, and it's approximately 208 feet long. When the house is sitting all the way to the north of the property, and the variance that we're asking for, again, is for 8.48 feet from the north side of the property and 32.06 feet from the front of the property, as it states on the application. The actual house is 26.37 feet from the south part of the property where the adjacent residence is that has the conditional use that's operating the business. So we're not encroaching any closer to the south side property line. Again, we're just holding the setbacks that had been there. The practical difficulty is that the construction, what had taken place was the walls just could not be used for the addition. It had, after the roof was taken off, it had to come, the walls had to come down and a footer had to be built for safety. Can the property be developed in strict conformity? Now, at this time, all the agency approvals are secured. The entrance to the site is to the south. It's going to be a Del-Dot. It's a Del-Dot approved entrance. It's going to be built. The stormwater management is located underground, and it's within this drive aisle portion, within the entrance, right to the side of the building. All stormwater is going to be contained on site. No runoff will be coming off the site. The septic's in the rear. That's where the approved site evaluation said the septic had to go. And again, the variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use because Mr. Lopez has secured all his approvals at this time. He's got final site plan approval. He's got all final agency approvals to be able to build this site. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, because what has happened here, again, in his efforts to try to seek financing to get this, he would have been able to build this site per all the approvals that he received originally, and it was a year and a half after he received Board of Adjustment approval for the setbacks that he received his financing and was able to get the building permit to begin construction. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, the building is it's going to be improved. It's going to be a brand new building at this time since he's had to take down the walls, and it's going to actually enhance the neighborhood. The character of this side of the highway is there's a lot of commercial uses up and down 113. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, because Mr. Lopez, he secured all the approvals to be able to access the site safely. He's got DLDOT approval. He's going to maintain his own stormwater runoff from the parking lot, from the entrance, from the building. Everything is going to be contained on site in a stormwater management system that we designed. We got approved from the Conservation District. He had fire marshal approval for the safe drive access aisles for the he's got the fire lanes around the building. The variance will represent, as shown on the submitted foundation location as part of the application. So this is the lease modification. This is the setbacks that we show on that foundation location. That is the lease that it'll be. And is the variance we find is necessary to afford the relief because again, he's under construction. He's as soon as he was served with the violation that he had to come in, he stopped all construction. Nothing's been going on out there, construction wise, and he does have all the approvals. And with that, I will entertain any questions.
All right. Well, let's see. Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rippage.
Yes. Mr. Davidson, just for my information and what you see on the on your application, you're asking for 8.48 variance on the side. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Then you ask for a 32.06. And either it's an engineering mistake or it's a planning and zoning mistake or a typo because you're looking at 22.06 that they're asking for a front yard setback. That's the difference of 10 feet there, which is right.
For a commercial use, I believe the front yard setback was 40 feet along 113.
That's correct. But
on a conditional use. It was an error in what the staff wrote down on the application. What's stated in the text of the typing portion, 32.06.
Is that what it is, 32.06?
They're requesting to be requesting to be 7.94 on the front yard.
Right. The engineer got out of that, didn't he? All right, thank you. Thank you. I thought maybe it was a typo or something like that.
Any further questions?
No further questions.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, with I guess on the stone front and the he couldn't tell that the walls were cracked, nothing then.
Right, the stone wall, and then on the inside of the wall was the 2x4 studs.
Inside the okay.
And then what happened was is when the roof was actually because it's not sitting on a foundation, and when the roof was taken off, those walls just started to move back and forth, and when they started to move back and forth, they cracked. And that's those pictures there that you see there are the walls actually have cracked.
Okay.
After the roof was removed and the walls taken down, the front stone veneer was taken down, and then the inside two-by-four, or the inside studded wall was taken down.
You said it was in the same footprints as the same building was?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. No more questions.
All right. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
The cracking.
This is the same request you made for a variance before.
That's correct. I mean, I've updated the distances were updated based on the, we were asked to do a foundation location to cement, right. So we, everything's updated there, yes.
Okay. And I have no further questions. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, just to let you know, I was looking back at the findings for the previous approval,
mm-hmm.
and it was 8.43 feet from the side yard and 32.22 feet from the front yard. So very close to what we
are asking now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11385 for the following reasons. I believe the applicant has done an excellent job in presenting the board with the standards for relief. Uniqueness property has been explained by the applicant that the property is irregular shaped and small in the frontage, and also the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson, Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11385. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills, again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11385 is approved.